From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Wayne Mauser. A car crash in the town of Center resulted in one of the drivers and his passenger sustaining serious injuries. This according to the Outagamie County Sheriff's Office. Just after 5:15 Tuesday afternoon, deputies with the Outagamie County Sheriff's Office were sent to the intersection of County Highway EE and Wedge Road to respond to the crash. The preliminary investigation found a sedan driving southbound on County Highway EE and another sedan driving eastbound on Wedge Road collided. The southbound sedan was driven by a 24-year-old man. The eastbound sedan was driven by a 16-year-old male with another 16-year-old male passenger. Investigators determined the eastbound sedan failed to stop at the intersection and was hit by the southbound sedan. Alcohol is not believed to be a factor in the crash. Both teens were taken to the hospital with serious injuries. The 24-year-old was evaluated on the scene for minor injuries. Occupants of an Oshkosh home are displaced after a fire late Monday night. The Oshkosh Fire Department responded to the fire at 208 Oxford Avenue just after 11:15 p.m. When first responders arrived, they found smoke in the attic. Fire suppression efforts began shortly after. It was extinguished within about 30 minutes. The home's occupants were alerted to the fire by working smoke detectors and evacuated safely. No one was injured. The home suffered fire, smoke, and water damage. The city of Oshkosh estimates the damage is around $50,000. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. Horicon police say one of their officers was conducting stationary radar patrol when another vehicle hit the officer's patrol vehicle. It happened shortly before 12:30 Sunday morning in the 300 block of Barstow Street. The vehicle that struck the squad was heading west trying to overtake another vehicle that was turning left into a business parking lot. A 44-year-old Columbus man was driving the vehicle that struck the patrol car. The driver fled the scene on foot but was later taken into custody by the Dodge County Sheriff's Office. No one was injured, but both vehicles had to be towed from the scene. The state's Department of Health Services has announced the first confirmed West Nile virus activity in the state this year. Mosquitoes collected from Milwaukee County have tested positive, and a wild bird from Bayfield County tested positive for the virus. Currently, no human cases of West Nile virus have been reported. The virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of an infected mosquito. For tips on protecting yourself against mosquito bites and mosquito-proofing your home, visit the Wisconsin Department of Health Services website. The administrator for the state's Division of Trade and Consumer Protection cautions residents to be careful about purchasing back-to-school items online. Bob Nelson has more for Civic Media News.
Michelle Ryan says scammers will use dishonest ads, copycat websites, poor quality products, and fake reviews. She recommends reading the bad or lowest reviews because that's often where scam victims will post about their experience with the service or product.
Really go down to the lowest rated reviews, read through them, and find the common thread across multiple bad reviews and pay attention to those so you can see if they're legitimate reviews or if they might be fake posted reviews.
She also recommends reading reviews on third-party websites, researching unfamiliar companies, and purchasing with a credit card to provide anti-fraud protection. I'm Bob Nelson for Civic Media News.
The State Department of Transportation on Tuesday announced the closing of the north half of the intersection of State Highway 54 and County Highway D, North Shawnee Street, in New London for 28 days beginning on Monday. The closure is part of the ongoing construction project in the area. The north half of the intersection will be closed Monday at 6 a.m. and reopened by August 16th. The schedule is dependent on weather conditions and construction progress. U.S. Highway 45 and the U.S. Highway 45 County Highway D roundabouts have been reopened to provide access. State Highway 54 eastbound and westbound traffic will be maintained. There will be no posted detour with the closure. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News.